Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. So, was the 1990 Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum heist an inside job? That tantalizing question is at the heart of Episode 2 of Last Seen, the podcast that investigates the largest unsolved art crime in history. Kelly Horan is the reporter and senior producer for Last Seen, which is a joint project of WBUR and the Boston Globe, and she joins us now for a sneak peek into Episode 2. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
And now, before we talk about Last Seen, Kelly and I are compelled to reveal that we do have breakfast together on a regular basis.
Well, as a fellow journalist, I feel that I have to correct the record. We almost never have breakfast. But if you're trying to say that we're married, yes, we are.
Okay, so we'll move on. And we're here to talk about Last Seen and one of the greatest crime mysteries in the city's history. So the theory that the heist was an inside job, Kelly, centers on Rick Abbath, the security guard who opened the museum's doors and let in the thieves. They were disguised as Boston police officers. So set this up a bit for us. Tell us a little bit about Rick Abbath.
Rick Abbath is a self-described hippie. At the time of the heist, he was a 23-year-old dropout of the Berklee College of Music here in Boston. He played in a jam band. He held parties for his jam band in his basement. The jam band was called Ukiah. And Rick Abbath had a very kind of lax approach to security at the museum. He was a guy who was living easy. And the night of the heist, he had tickets to the Grateful Dead concert that would be later that day in his pocket. And that's really what he was thinking about.
Okay, so with that in mind, let's listen to a bit of Episode 2 of Last Seen. It's called Inside Job. So this is you and Boston Globe reporter Steve Kirkchen from the second episode of Last Seen.
Abbath partied a lot, and one party in particular, one that he wrote about in a paper for a writing class 20 years after the robbery, really caught our attention. It was just 2.5 months before the Gardner heist.
And they had started their New Year's Eve celebration at the house, typically with a lot of drugs, and they were doing mushrooms, and he describes the goo that was made up for him and his pals.
About that goo. Abbath and his pals boiled hallucinogenic mushrooms, reduced them to a blue goo, and drank it. Then, tripping, Abbath moved the party from his basement to the Gardner Museum.
This is ridiculous. And now Rick is on the job here for at least a year. And that he would open up the doors of this museum for a psychedelic party for him and his random friends is incredible.
So, tripping on mushroom goo, Rick Abbath, security guard, shows up with a handful of hallucinating friends for his night protecting the museum.
Let me just read, and these are Rick's words. My best friend, Ed, showed up just before dawn with someone we didn't know, a mousy kid who looked tweaked out on crystal meth.
Abbath writes that he and his buddies spent most of the night in the courtyard. Here's Steve again, reading from Abbath's description of the party.
I picked up a cup of water from the guard desk. I was very thirsty. I went to chug it down and got a bitter, burning taste. Gin went all over the place as I coughed and spit. The place was a mess.
Wow, Kelly, this is kind of unbelievable. How serious a suspect is Rick Abbath?
Well, it's completely unbelievable. I mean, the fact that he would throw a party at the Gardner Museum. I should say that Rick Abbath, we don't know if he's a suspect because officially the FBI does not name him as a suspect. They don't even name him as having been there the night of the heist. So officially, no, he's not a suspect. Unofficially, what we know from our reporting is that he has been watched very closely by the FBI at one point. An FBI agent told him that we're going to monitor your bank accounts. So we do know that Rick Abbath is getting a very hard look from law enforcement.
And Kelly, I learned from you that 80% of museum robberies are inside jobs. So let me ask this about Rick Abbath. If he's not officially a suspect, has the FBI cleared him of suspicion?
Well, because he's not officially a suspect, they can't clear him. But that figure, 80%, is kind of staggering. And what that means, just to clarify, it doesn't only mean that someone opens the door to let someone into the museum. It could also mean that someone inadvertently gave away information about a museum's security apparatus so that someone else could exploit it. And so when we ask whether or not the Gardner heist was an inside job and whether or not Rick Abbath might have been part of that, we also have to consider the possibility that he was the inside guy but didn't even know it. Maybe he just said something to the wrong person at one of his parties in the basement, and they said, aha, that sounds like pretty low-hanging fruit. Let's go get it.
Now, I know that Rick Abbath declined to talk to you. How did you go about putting together a profile of him?
Well, it's true. Rick Abbath didn't want to speak with us. He's kind of clammed up over the years, but he did do a lot of talking previously, and we benefited hugely from our colleague Stephen Kirkjian's reporting. He had met with Rick Abbath many times over the years. He had had the foresight to record those conversations, and so we tap that audio for this podcast. And Rick Abbath himself wrote a paper for a narrative nonfiction class he took where he set out to set the record straight on what happened the night that the Gardner Museum was robbed. In this paper, we get a great insight into Rick Abbath, the human being. He seems like a smart guy. He writes well. He's funny in places. And this paper, in particular, gave us some good insight into who he was at the time.
All right, that's Kelly Horan. She's the senior producer and reporter for the WBUR and Boston Globe podcast, Last Scene. You can download episode 2 on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Kelly, thank you so much.
Thank you.